It sounds like what you're saying is that to truly maximize our potential, we have to care for and exercise all three of our bodies, much as an athlete would cross-train for optimal performance. What are some of the benefits of this comprehensive physical, emotional, and spiritual cross-training you're talking about?
What we are doing when we talk about cross-training is that we're looking at each of these various elements, and what we are finding out, the more we study them, is that the more these elements are combined, then the more they individually are enhanced. So one that's very telling, and Mike Murphy has reported this often, is there was a group of meditators, and they were doing Vipassana meditation, which is a form of Buddhist meditation, mindfulness meditation, and they were divided into two groups. The teacher did not know which of the groups were doing what, except half of the groups were doing their Vipassana meditation training for half of the time. The other half of their time, their practice time, was spent weightlifting. The other group spent the whole time meditating. They both spent the same amount of time, but one half meditating, half weightlifting, the other just meditating. At the end of 6 months and at the end of a year, the teacher was asked to grade the students which ones are doing better in meditation. And without fail, the students that were both meditating and weightlifting got higher grades in meditation than those who just meditated. And it's not a matter of time. It's not that the meditators were spending the same amount of time meditating and then adding on weightlifting. They were both working for about an hour and a half. And one group, half of that was spent weightlifting, and the other half meditating. And the other group spent the whole time meditating. And even though they spent twice the time meditating, the other group scored higher in meditation results. So we're finding this across the board as we combine different trainings. And so it's one of the things that's come out of an integral approach. When you pick up a particular practice, and you can do these a few at a time, you don't have to sit down and have your practice day have practices in levels and practices in lines and practices in states and practices in types. You don't have to do that. You can just pick two, three at the most, and practice them for a particular amount of time, and then move on, practice some others for a particular amount of time. There might be one or two or three that you find really kind of core and that are very important for you. It might be meditation, for example, and then you would continue doing that one throughout all of the others. But you don't want to, do an overwhelming, I have to practice all of these practices in order to do cross-training. You don't. You can just do a handful. It's much more important to just do a few so that you don't get discouraged than it is to do an enormous amount of work and, for a month or so, and then just get so tired of it that you give it up. And it's literally, if you're starting off on something like meditation, and you're just doing that, and you find that 30 minutes is just too much, then it's absolutely fine to cut down to 5 minutes. But you must do it every day. That's the key. The amount of time, not so important. Every day, though, get up, sit for 5 minutes, and then go on about your day. Once you figure you've kind of really got that down, you might expand it to 10 minutes. If you find yourself skipping days, go back to 5. Much more important day in, day out, than the amount of time. And so that's a really important factor to keep in mind, particularly as we're introducing all of these different exercises. What we're doing by introducing all of them is to simply say to you, look, here's, for the first time, a complete landscape of your possibilities. And if you really want to go from a human level capacity to a truly superhuman level capacity, these are the ingredients that you'll want to touch on. One way or another, sooner or later, doesn't all have to be today, doesn't all have to be this month, but sometime during this year, you'll want to try to touch in on each of these. Figure out which ones you're good at. Figure out which ones you're already fairly advanced at. And then figure out the ones you're really stuck and you're really blocked, so much so that they're probably slowing you down. Then you want to work on those until you don't have to get them to super high levels. Just get them out of the stuck area where they're, you know, not just stuck, they're blocking everything. They're jamming everything. Then you have to do something about it. Now, most approaches won't be able to even let you spot that because they don't have a full map of all of the different areas. So they don't even know which ones to check to see that they're blocking you. So part of the whole map of this is to see which ones you're good at, where your talents are, and you will likely want to focus on those. Doesn't mean you have to do all 12 lines and master two or three different typologies and go through all of that. It means in each of these areas, pick the handful that you are already good at, you have some talent at, then in that overall general dimension, try each of them out, find out which ones are blocking you. Get rid of those blocks. Work on those until they at least get up to maybe just even second or third level where they were down at first level. When that happens, that's fine. They're at least not going to kill you. They're not going to ruin your whole approach. And believe me, any one of those elements that's absolutely at level zero, that's in the basement, can screw the whole process up. And that's why so many self-help programs start out, they try to get going, and they don't get anywhere, and they can't figure out why. And that's because they don't have access to a full map where they can check all of these different areas. So when Clark Kent goes into his phone booth and he takes off his clothes and he steps outside, if he didn't put on his suit, we would actually see three bodies, not just one. And very likely, him being Superman, all three of them would be lit up.
Thank you, Ken, for this enlightening application about our complex bodies. We hope that everyone listening to this program will now have a new outlook on taking care of our bodies. Do some weightlifting, do some yoga, start a meditation practice, or a practice of listening to your breaths. Through these exercises, you'll begin to see the subtle and causal forces that make us who and what we are, and can help you grow into your highest capacities. You too can live your life being the best that you can be, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and in the process, help others to do the same.